Blog Talk Radio.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, look. Human life in a tight crunch, hypnotized 9-to-5 world. Yep, that's right, the paradigm sucks. Improvise, empathize, force. Break it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, make analysis. Chant it down, all the fallacies. Chant it down, you've been lied to. Chant it down, we be right.
Live from the Hawaiian Islands, it's Chant It Down Radio with your host Lumis of People Beyond.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book.
Welcome again to another episode of Chant It Down Radio. I'm your host, Lumis. I'm a truth speaker and activist and a whole lot of things to bring to the table here for episode number 20. Now, a few in the archives, and welcome to the show if you're a first-time listener or been listening all along. This is episode 20, and today's special guest will be Freeman. We'll have him come on in just a little bit here. But yeah, if you are a listener to the show, I this is 20 now, so there is a little bit to listen to in the archives if you would like. And I was going to just share with you, if you haven't done it yet, you can always get the podcast feed off of iTunes now, which is the URL for that is http://www.blogtalkradio.com/Lumis, which is spelled LUEMAS/podcast. And you have to do that exact URL to enter it when you submit a podcast, and it'll give you the free downloads of this show. Another way to get connected and listen to the archives. Of course, you can just Google it up, Chant It Down Radio, and you can find it all online that way too. Whatever is easier for you. But welcome to the show once again. Been covering, you know, a lot of different subjects in the last few shows. Recently, the shows I've been doing a series called The System Tentacles. And what that is all about is the removal of the things, the unwanted things in our life, so we can actually see who we are as human beings on planet Earth. And it's a real important series. Last show I did was on excitotoxins, taking those out of our life if you haven't yet. And the shows are in somewhat of a chronological order. So if you haven't gone over those yet, I would start at episode 15 and on up almost in each episode except for our one is all the system tentacles. And I'll be continuing to cover that also in future episodes. And great guests have been on the past shows also. If you missed out on the great guests, you know, check out the archives. The next few upcoming episodes I have would be, the next one would be Tuesday. It's going to be a late show for most people on Earth because it's Hawaiian time, so it'll be 9:30 Hawaiian time, which is 11:30 West Coast time, and yeah, pretty late, I think 1:30 in the morning if you're on the East Coast. But however, you can listen to the archives for that show. That one will be System Tentacle number 5, I believe, and that will be going over what I call the wealth industry, the health industry, which basically is not out there for our benefit, and taking the things out of our lives and examining them, you know, like Western medicine itself, taking a look at that, taking a look at vaccines, pharmaceuticals. That'll be covered in the next episode. And I make this show for everybody, from the all the way awake to people hearing this information for the very first time. It's not about singling anybody out. It's all a ride and a journey, and as you will go through those system tentacles, they will challenge more and more belief systems as we slowly pull them off. And so next episode will be the one about the wealth industry, I call it. And another episode after that will be Wednesday coming up. Don't have a calendar in front of me, but today is the 8th, so I guess that would be Wednesday the 11th. That is a show I go into hip-hop music. I'm going to kind of go over the different aspects of it and my personal journey through the music. As if you don't know, I am a lyricist, been doing the music for a long time, and sharing you with you kind of just a special show on that. It'll be a little different than a lot of the other shows I do. But that's the upcoming episodes, and check them out if you can. Thanks for the support. The support is been great, you guys. Thanks for the nice emails and all the love and just the spreading of the word. And that's what I hope to do. I hope that this show, it is taking off, and it's great that people have just spread the word of mouth. And I think that's the best way to actually do it. And those that you know that are like-minded or that would need to listen to a show like this, just have them listen to it. It's just a little bit out of your day. And with radio shows, the thing I've always done is, because a lot of us do lead busy lives, is get the podcast and listen to it on your way to work or any of those kind of things. So that just helps support the show. And the emails are very well appreciated. Thank you so much. Also, this will be a call-in show today. So if you're out there and wanting to call in, the call-in number is 347-324-3342. 347-324-3342. And that'll get you connected onto Blog Talk Radio and just go through the prompts and taking callers for Freeman today and anybody who wants to come and chant it down. So that's coming up here. So Freeman, if you've never heard of him before, is a researcher, a true speaker. He's a radio show host, TV show host, decipherer of occult symbolism, and an experiencer of living life to the fullest. And he's a special guest today. And if you haven't checked out any of his stuff, never heard of him, check out the website freemantv.com. I believe I have Freeman online right here. Let me see.
Not Freeman.
This is
Eddie.
Not Freeman. Eddie, welcome to Chantadown Radio.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, and so I'm here to chant it down. And so your show is just pretty much like one of those like random topic ones.
Well, if you go in the archives, they're all kind of labeled. There's different shows that have different themes. I pretty much keep it themes, but I have call-in shows and other roundtable discussions. So yeah.
Oh yeah. What are your thoughts on grown men watching My Little Pony?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never watched.
Look up bronies. Seriously.
What is it?
Bronies.
Sorry.
Bronies, B-R-O-N-I-E-S.
Okay. All right. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
What does that do for you?
I don't know. They're like the fans of My Little Pony. Those are the names of the fans. They're also called Pegasisters, but yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. What is it? Is it, as an adult watching My Little Pony, what does it do for you as an adult? Do you see differently when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. It was very bad. I didn't like it when I was a kid, but then I'm growing up, and wow, I see that My Little Pony's gotten better. I don't know how, but it's a new generation for some reason. It's
so
on
these
the
new My Little Ponies.
New My Little Ponies. They're on the Hub Network. It If anyone is interested, I want to give a shout out to some peoples. If you guys are interested in watching My Little Pony, go to the Hub Network. You'll find it, pretty much. You just got to find that one network I'm talking about.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is there some interesting symbolism behind it, or hidden
friendship.
Little friendship?
Yes.
Okay.
Friendship is magic.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, good.
All
right.
All righty.
I've never heard of it, but yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. Friendship's always important in this day and age. This is one of the solutions to the problem. Did you have any questions or any other things you'd like to share?
No, that's about it. Hey, thank
okay.
you for having me on the show.
Thanks, brother. Call back anytime.
Okay.
Down.
All right.
All right. Well, anyway, waiting for our guest Freeman to come on here, and we'll see what he has to say in just a little bit here. But yeah, welcome to Chant It Down Radio. Chant It Down Radio is a homegrown show, and it is something just coming right out of my office space here, just giving you, you know, a lot of perspectives, and I'm trying to show you planet Earth from what I call the people beyond perspective. People beyond being, we are people beyond the norm. We are people beyond the system. We are people without all this, but we forgot. We're all people beyond. We're our higher selves, but we forgot. And that's just getting in tune with our higher selves. And that's probably, you know, that if any mission here on planet Earth, that should be the mission to go after is becoming your highest self and your most the best you can be and live life to the fullest. And that's what I'm here all about here on the show, is just to give out that kind of awareness and that kind of a life to live. And I hope that the system tentacles will help some of those out there. And that whole series of shows is labeled. And like I was just saying to the caller, each show has its own little heading on above it, depending on how you look it up. I suppose if you Google it up, you'll see each show has sort of a topic. Most of them are themes that I go through, and we just kind of get into the topic and flesh it out. So that's what we do on the show. And if you haven't caught up on those, again, check out the archives for Chant It Down Radio. In addition, there's been quite a few shows now I've covered with my great friends of the show, Double A and Brada Frankie, who are kind of like my co-hosts in a way. They come on when they can, and we sort of just have a round table chant down, a topicless show, but just kind of going through just the different things in our lives that we need to chant down. And this is a platform for everybody. I do the show for everyone, for anybody who needs a platform to vent, someone that just, you know, needs to talk to like minds out there, because it's hard. The world is structured to where it doesn't have room for those that think outside of the system, that see through it. So there's this little area of the gray area of society that sees the truth, but there's not a lot of people to connect with and commune with. And like the caller was saying with friendship, how important is that to make friends with those that are like-minded so you can also vibrate higher as yourself? And I think that is one of the keys to succeeding and becoming the people that we need to be. And it's important. So if there's anything, it's just to connect with like minds and not feel isolated, because the isolation here, being those that see the truth, speak the truth, live the truth, can be very can be very confining to a lot of people. People tend to feel alone, and they feel like there is nobody to talk to because nobody else is seeing the truth. Everybody else is in the zombie slumber. Everybody else seems to be just stuck in this trance, this sort of hypnotic trance that goes into the money issue and everything that draws us in. And that's not life. That's not human life on planet Earth. And I'm here to show people that so you can see it, take it, and walk away from it and make your own. And I think that is one of the biggest themes of the show. And that's why I call it chanting down. We chant down the fluff, the unneeded, so we can see the truth. And the truth hurts a lot of people. And there's times in history where if you weren't paying attention, it didn't really matter. But today, it does matter to pay attention. It does matter to get heads out of the sand and take a look. And unfortunately, when you take a look right now on planet Earth, it's not a good place in history. Things are not looking so good on many fronts. But doesn't mean we can't enjoy life. And I think some people get carried away when I could say, I know that when I've talked to people about the truth, a lot of people kind of stray away from it because it scares them. It puts fear in their body. And fear should not be the reaction to the already bad state of things. What should be the reaction is an empowerment, a way of knowing that you see through it and you know better and you want to help others. And so that's the reaction that should come out. And people should just have to, it is a process. You do have to process it. And everybody has different starting points. But I always encourage those out there that still kind of shy away from the truth and see the negative. It doesn't mean it has to ruin your life. It actually complements your life. It actually helps you get on a path and a journey and see the work world, the 8-to-5, the stuff that we do all day long seem so insignificant in compared to the truth. Because what could be more important than the truth? What could be more important than living your life to the most authentic degree possible? And I think that is just the key here, the mission. And I think when people do hear the truth, a lot of people get shell-shocked. And like I say, it takes time to process because everything you've been told, you realize, is a lie or is put in a way where it's like a facade. You thought it was this and it's really something else, and that takes a little recovery time as well. But it's one of the best things that a human can do is see the path of the truth. And maybe, you know, everybody has their own starting points, and maybe the truth isn't for everybody. But on this show, we speak the truth. I'm going to give out the call-in number again here, which is 347-324-3342, and that'll get you connected with Chant It Down Radio. Still waiting for my guest, Freeman Fly. Freeman is an amazing researcher, and he is going to speak on what I call the journey home. And this is the journey home. The topic of this show is about taking journeys, about that as a solution into the show here. This would be a way of looking at life from the outside. And by taking the journeys, we are able to expand our minds and get out of stagnation. Breaking stagnation, I guess, is what it is. And that's the topic of the show. So if you have something to add to that as well, while I'm waiting for my guest, you feel free to call in. I don't know how many live listeners out there, but hey, you know, I'm here to chant it down. And here on Hawaiian time, so it's early in the day here, later in the day for some others. Now, some of the other guests I've had on the show in the past few shows, if you haven't listened to them, I had a wake brother. His name is Suntuck. That was episode number 2. And we'll have him back on the show. He talks about everything also, can cover anything across the board. He's a Qigong practitioner and a very open mind, and I encourage to listen to that show. Also had the filmmaker Michael Murphy on, who is the creator of What in the World Are They Spraying and Why in the World Are They Spraying. And those are two must-see movies on the topic of chemtrails. If you haven't got much into that and you wanted to learn about it, it's great movies for everybody, and to share and just spread the word on those movies. I also had the filmmaker Max Egan from Australia on the show, and we discussed all kinds of things, and one of the things also was the chemtrail issue. I have so far 3 shows I label The Real Skyfall, which are on that topic and fleshing it out. Episode 6 is just me fleshing it out, my own personal experience, go over a lot of the different applications and some solutions. So if you haven't listened to that show yet, that's a must. I would listen to that, then Michael Murphy, then Max Egan, and those shows are all important. And episode 12, I had on the radio talk show host, Bob Tuscan. Bob Tuscan is a true speaker and an activist, and does his own radio show 5 days a week. Just Google him up. I don't have the info in front of me. But, yeah, those are some of the important guests I've had on the show so far. And, again, this is just episode 20, and I promise to only bring great guests on Chant It Down Radio. And that's what we plan to do here, is just get on some great guests and great perspectives and flesh it out and have fun with it. I'm not here to just give you gloom and doom. I'm also here to show you how to live life to the fullest. And this is a platform for me also, someone who just sometimes needs to vent and speak the truth as well. So if you've been enjoying the show, thanks for the support again. The support can also go in other realms too. I'm a musician. I've been doing lyricism for a long time. I recommend checking out the show, upcoming show on Wednesday that I mentioned earlier about the music that I do, you know, if you'd like to support it, I do have an album for sale. It's $11, counting shipping from Hawaii, and it is able to be got by just shooting me an email at stayrootsmusic, it's like the roots from the tree, @gmail.com, and that'll bring you you can get me a copy. I'll get you a copy, and it's the hard copy. It's the CD. I chant down the downloaded music, too. I think it's kind of destroyed the music industry a bit. You got to work with the system more, and slanging CDs and, in the old days, tapes really made the income for a lot of underground artists I know, and I'm still just that, an underground artist, no more, and maybe never really want to get huge like that, but just the support always helps to continue the music, to continue the show, and everything else. So if you enjoy the show or enjoy the music or both, you know, always could use that support. Buy the CD. It's called Waking the Systemites, and it has a variety of songs from my past, and I've put together an album from a 10-year period of just sort of collecting songs here and there through busy life. And busy life, it seems to be the hard thing about getting guests on as well, because everybody gets super busy. I've had a lot of times where I've had to wait on quite a few guests, because we all have our lives so busy. We're wrapped up in so much. There's so many different things that we can get caught up in. And that's what the System Tentacles show is all about, is unwrapping from all these tentacles on the show. And I do have a caller here. Let me see if I can up this caller on. Hello, area code 945. You're on the air with Chant It Down Radio.
Yeah, hello. I'm on the air.
You're on the air.
I just got on the air. I didn't really want to call in. I just was seeing what the show was about. What's the show about?
Well, Chant It Down Radio is about, you know, speaking the truth. It's about shedding all the bullshit in life and you know, seeing who we really need to be. You can catch up on the archives also. This show is I'm waiting on my guest Freeman to come on, but that's kind of what the show is about in a quick nutshell. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
That's the 954. That's Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, well, you're way over there. Okay. We're out here in the Hawaiian Islands.
The Hawaiian Islands? You talking
about...
Yeah,
this show...
Hawaii.
What's that?
Wow, that's Hawaii?
Yeah, we're out here in Hawaii, right in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Nice. How's the weather out there?
Pretty nice. Sounds like it's better than most places in the U.S., but you guys probably aren't too bad yourselves, huh?
Yeah, we pretty nice out here. It's like 75 degrees, you know. Wearing shorts and short sleeves out here.
Yep, it's about 80 degrees here. A little bit humid, but it's winter time in Hawaii, so it's not as hot. Nice weather. Yeah. You can sleep at night this time of year. Better.
Yeah, same out here. So, Chant It Down. So, what's Freeman going to be talking about?
Freeman is going to come on to discuss what we call the journey. The journey is kind of a solution to the problems in our life. And what the journey is taking a journey and seeing life from the outside, seeing your life from the outside, and everyone to kind of just reflect on what they're doing in life and kind of just, you know, expand consciousness, expand mind. And it's good for everybody. Travel. There's all kinds of journeys you can take, even the inner journey, which would be, you know, the psychedelic type. But, you know, whatever works for somebody, just to get out of their normal routine and break stagnation.
Yeah, that's it. Break stagnation, get off the wheel, like you see the rat on the wheel or the hamster on the wheel.
Yes.
He's just running on the wheel, just running. He don't even know he ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. That's it, my friend. Exactly. Yep. People don't even realize what they're doing. They're just doing it because they're programmed to do it. And I guess it's about breaking the program. So I'm happy to have Freeman come on because he's always been a promoter of that solution, and as well as I. So just kind of getting out and just stopping what you're doing, because like how much of what we do is really us, or is it just the program we're following?
Yeah. That's a powerful question.
And it needs to be looked at.
There's a song that reminds me of a song that I once heard, and it said something like, are we sharing the same dream, or slap me if I'm asleep so that I can wake the hell up?
I like that.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just getting into real life instead of what they have given us to live. I just think it's an important key to opening up a lot of new doors.
Yeah, real doors. Yeah.
Yeah. Where is Freeman at? I don't know. Maybe we got our time zones mixed up. Maybe he forgot. I don't know. It's hard with guests. Everybody lives their own lives, and it's tricky, especially out here in Hawaii, because we're kind of off time zone. We're way out here. It's 11:30 in the morning, so it's different than a lot of people.
Where's he from?
He lives he's a traveler, but I think he's in Central Time. So right now, so that's he told me 3 o'clock Central. So that would be
hour and a half. That would be an hour and a half after or before me.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Okay.
Hour and a half. That it's 4:30 out here. So
okay.
It would be 3:30 Central.
Yep. Yep. So he's a half hour late. I don't know. Maybe he forgot. No, I don't. I'm not really sure. If not, we'll just have to have him back on. My name is Loomis.
Loomis.
And
okay,
yeah.
Loomis.
Yep.
You originally from Florida? You are originally from Hawaii?
Yeah, I'm from the Hawaiian Islands.
You was born out there?
Yep.
Oh, sweet, man. Your parents is from Hawaii?
Yeah, I have ancestry that goes back to the 1800s in Hawaii. Not every generation has stayed over here, but it's, you know, it's part of my lineage and part of my my life for sure.
Wow, so you are official Hawaiian.
Well, see, no, I don't have any Hawaiian blood, but I have I have local roots. But Hawaiians are, of course, the indigenous, so we kind of just differentiate that out here because those people are, you know, the original settlers. Most people in Hawaii are mixed ethnicity, so a little bit of everybody kind of mixed together. But Hawaiians themselves would be the native people, and there's hardly any of them left anyway. A lot of them were killed by disease, kind of like the Native Americans.
Wow.
Similar.
Even in Hawaii.
Yeah, yep.
Was it that European presence, or was it like just a natural thing? The European presence, you know, killed off a lot of the Indians, you know, here on the continent of the United States.
Correct. Yes. Out here, I think definitely the Europeans brought smallpox and measles, but then the Asians brought, they think, leprosy. So those three things just wiped out Hawaiians, and then didn't help that the land was taken, and a lot of problems came from that, too.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. You ever been out to Hawaii yourself?
No, but that's where I was heading to about 12 years ago now. 12 years ago, I was supposed to be going to Hawaii and going out there to live in the Big Island or the Small Island. Somewhere I was going to live out there with me and my family and just go up somewhere in the nature part and just live off some fruits and have a hut somewhere, have shelter somewhere, and just really live off of, like, you know, the land and be free. So I can understand the nature of your show. It's funny to be talking to somebody from Hawaii, but that was my idea 12 years ago to get the hell out of New York City when I was thinking about really getting off of that wheel that we talked about earlier in the program, getting off of that wheel and, you know, getting more rooted in nature, because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get more rooted in nature, grow my own food, be in a climate that was conducive to, you know, just life. You know, not going through so much of the four seasons because cold, you know, you can't plan as much and
correct.
You know, you can't do as much. But Hawaii was the first choice, but when we priced the tickets in one part of the season and didn't realize that the prices for the airlines totally changed in another part of the season, the prices that we priced in one part of the season, we was going out there. But then it came time for us to actually leave, and we was buying our tickets. It was like double the price. So we were like, where do we go from here? Exactly.
So is that what brought you to Florida instead?
That's our budget. Our budget brought us to Florida instead. And, you know, I don't want to say unfortunately, but, you know, I don't even know if I want to say God, but I guess the forces of cause and effect, the forces of nature, God, didn't want us to go that route, and we came to Florida, and a whole nother set of events, you know, that we could never have thought took place, and, you know, now my part of my family's back in New York. Well, a lot of them are back in New York, my wife, ex-wife and children, and I'm out here in Florida. I'm in Florida still, you know, earning a living. You know, it feels like I'm on the wheel, running around on the wheel, where if I was in Hawaii, I might be off the wheel with a big farm and more children.
You know, well, you know, the problem with Hawaii is it's too expensive. That has always kept me from living that same life you're talking about, because rent is so high and food is high. Even if you're going your own, there's still, it's just it's a tough place to live. It's become a rich man's paradise, so it's not an easy place to survive. But there is alternative communities that are possible to get into here. My island's crowded, so I'm on the wrong island for that, but I have to be here for work. Otherwise, yeah, there is possibilities to do that out here. But I know what you're saying. With life, you can plan something, and then another path opens up, and you have to take that at the time, and it just never quite is in the flow. But I feel you.
Yeah.
I've tried to plan things myself, and somehow just things happened and led me to this unique place I am today, good and bad, but yeah, life is unpredictable that way. But I think we can all strive to get further away from the control system, get more rooted in nature, like you say, and I think that's the goal. I think that should be what we should be striving towards, so we can, you know, be more human. I don't feel, in my own view, that people on planet Earth are being real humans. I don't feel like they're connected to the Earth or a way of life that benefits them.
Yeah, I would agree, because, you know, that was, I feel like there was a height in New York that I and my family had reached, and the highest thought was that we needed, not wanted, but our physical being needed to be connected to nature at a deeper level, and that was our inspiration to head to Hawaii, you know, and that staying in New York could only lead us down the path of further, I guess to say, entrapment. I think so many people are entrapped in their daily lives. They're entrapped, you know, in quote unquote getting the paper and feed the babies, you know, because to a certain extent, that's how I feel like, you know. I particularly got, I don't want to say sidetracked, because, you know, I love to feed my babies, and, you know, that's the primary function, I believe, of a provider, a father, is to make sure they eat something at the end of the day. That's first. The next thing is, you know, make sure they got clothes on their back. The next thing is, make sure they got shelter. But then after that, we get into the variables of, you know, how do we live? How do we live? How do we think? You know, and that part about being human, you know, really plays a factor when you're constantly at on that cycle of food, clothing, shelter. Got to get the money, got to get the money, got to get the money. Food, clothing, shelter, you know. The rent man got to get paid, you know. So, you know, I think so many people are trapped in that aspect that they don't even come up for air and think, how am I living? What is life? What is the purpose of life?
Ah, very good.
So yeah, I'm definitely vibing.
I feel you 100%. And that the thing about having children is when you get out and you have when you have children, of course you have to be that much more connected in the system in order to make the money to produce to provide for them and yourself and everybody. So you have to be stuck in the treadmill, because they don't give you any alternatives, and it's deeper wrapping up in the system you get in, because then you got to put them in school, and then you got to, you know, all the different things that, like, dentists and doctors and all those things you gotta go and take them to, and all, it's a commitment that they don't allow any other real way to do other than just work and survive in the system, unless you can find some kind of alternative community. It can be very, very challenging, and it wraps us in, and it gives us really no choice to be that. And of course, you want the best for your children, so it's a tough one, really tough one. I feel you 100% on that.
Yeah. Even in that, though, as a parent and as a free thinker, or I don't even know what to call it, a free thinker, as a human being, once you do understand the nature of the system or the nature of the matrix, you know. Some people call it the matrix, the system. Once you understand the nature of it, you still have to be able to have the wherewithal to devise ways that's not going to tie you up into the system, where you can say, you know, let me grow my own food and get connected that way. You know, there was a point where we were homeschooling our own children, you know.
Uh-huh.
There was a point where, you know, all six of my children were born at home through a midwife. You know, there was a... Huh?
I said nice. That's good.
Yeah. There was a point where we were raw foodists. Only eating raw food. This is why the transition to Hawaii we felt would be so easy, because that's all we ate. We honestly only ate raw foods. We only ate raw foods. I'm talking about six children only eating fruits and vegetables, nothing cooked. And everybody is the healthiest children on the block. The most brightest minds, the most athletic. So we broke a lot of myths, but, you know, to maintain that sort of energy against the grain in a place like Florida, you know, I hate to say that I failed, but I say to a certain respect, I had to pass the baton on to somebody else that was out there doing those same things, because the weight of the world and, honestly, jealousy, envy, hatred, people seeing you live in a certain way, they always doubt and they have fear, you know, and people sent child agencies on us that we weren't raising our children right because we didn't want to feed them certain things. But when the child agencies came, they would see the children looking bright and energetic. People say we didn't have food in our house. The kids on the block would always say, oh yeah, they feed us almonds. And even though the town people wouldn't see food in the refrigerator because we went and got fresh food on a daily basis, the child people would look at our children and see how bright-eyed they look compared to other families that so-called had full refrigerators, but their children looked like their eyes were dim and their mouths were dry. And they'd look at the happiness in the eyes and the faces of my children, and they'd be like, "I'm sorry, sir, false complaint," and they would leave. So I'm just saying that when you begin to free think in a society or detach from the system, there are so many people around you looking at you that you don't even understand it. I didn't even understand it because, to a certain extent, my children, they didn't, how to explain what we were doing for them and to them, they couldn't understand it. They, you know, they're great still, and my wife, ex-wife is still great. But I don't even know how I got on this topic, but it's just reflecting. Reflecting is interesting on, you know, just that whole topic of thinking free, and it's like it's something that I did experience, and I'm still experiencing it as an individual now.
Okay.
I'm experiencing it as an individual moving into another realm of my thinking. But I'm a little long-winded. My name is David, and you know, I'm just happy to express myself, and you know, any listeners out there, it's a blessing to be a part of the creative process of the Creator. And to try to even think to be a human being. If we could accomplish 50% of it.
David, you're on the right show. That's awesome that you just called into a random show, because that's what the show's basically all about. And what you did is what I call removing the system tentacles, or in the Matrix, all those cords attached, or whatever you want to call it. Just like, you know, you said, no, we're not going to raise our kids. We're not going to birth our kids in a hospital. We're going to birth them at home. In a more natural environment, we're going to give them all organic and raw foods, and give them nutrient density, and those are all just amazing things to be able to accomplish. And I know where it is. I've done it too, and I know how hard it can be, because you don't really have a lot of community support. You're trying to homeschool your kids, and you're trying to give them this unique life, but everybody else around you isn't living that way, and it can become a real really isolating feeling, at least in my experience. And nobody really understands what you're doing, and you get all these, you know, professionals or agencies, like you're talking about, coming to the house, checking on what the kids are eating, or trying to get them vaccinated, or trying to put fluoride in their mouths, and all these things that we have to object in society. And it's like living twice as hard of a life than the normal life. But that's because they don't leave any room for us conscientious objectors, us people that see the truth and want to live it.
Yeah. That's a good word, conscientious objectors, because before, in the decisions to start doing all of this, you know, a funny thing happened along the way that brought us to the conclusions to live this way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to tell a story to, you know, your listeners and you, and just to have it in archives, I'm going to run through a quick story, if you don't mind. About
no, I don't mind.
Family. Okay. It's so funny. It's like me and my partner, my wife, my queen at the time, you know, I feel like God had put us together for a certain purpose, and that was to, you know, to strengthen each other. So we was on a path, and for some reason, we were in college, and we were always objectors to, you know, wanting to get a good education, even though we did not understand that the education we was getting in college wasn't what we was really supposed to be getting. But we was fighting for something that
we ultimately said, hey, this place is teaching us lies. We got to go. So anyway, we left college and started a family. So, and we started eating, you know, vegetarian. All of a sudden, our vegetarian eating took us into thinking about higher eating, eating raw foods, eating more natural, just books that we began to unfold, like Enzyme Nutrition, Edward Howell. Enzyme Nutrition was a book that dealt with when you cook food over 120 degrees, it's documented fact that you cook the enzymes out. So we began eating in a certain way, and we began feeling better. And the better we ate, the better we felt. So it was like a natural high. And life began to talk to us like Golden Child with Eddie Murphy. We could eat a couple of leaves in a day and feel like we were great. But with that came a great openness, an openness to feeling the pain of humanity. It's like it was like we was eating in a certain way, and we could, I personally could feel people. I could feel the pain and the suffering. And in feeling that pain and suffering, you know, sometimes we'd have to eat heavier things. Anyway, during the period of time that we ate only raw foods, because we went through a period where we ate only raw foods, our son was conceived. We had already had twin daughters. And just to give their story, which is an amazing story, the doctor said, the doctors, the physical doctors, which my wife and I still had went to say, hey, doc, we've been trying at this baby thing for like a whole year, but nothing has manifested. What's up, doc? And the quote-unquote metal doctor says, you may never have children because your wife has a thing called chlamydia, and the chlamydia is preventing her from having a baby. So anyway, we went to a guy that was in our neighborhood. We was blessed to have him in our neighborhood. I want to give him the most biggest applause. He was like, at the time, a neighborhood superhero. And his name is Phil Valentine, you know, a.k.a. Baba Sanu. And he put us on some things called spirulina and blue-green algae, which is big out there in Hawaii. It grows in certain places, Hawaiian spirulina. And this stuff is the greenest of the green. Hawaiian spirulina, have you ever heard of it?
Yeah. It grows on the Big Island. I have some. Good.
Yeah, man. He put us on that stuff, and he told her to fast. And within 21 days of a whole year of not conceiving, and doctors saying no babies, two babies was in the womb. 9 months later, two babies were born. My little daughters, Khalifa and Ma'at. And they were a blessing. But that wasn't even the major story that I was at. The major story that I was on was after they had been born, doctor said no children to two children. The major story is that we had progressed to eating a raw food diet. And in that raw food diet, we hadn't even eaten a raw food diet with the twins. It was just like a vegetarian diet. But we had eaten a raw food diet with my son, Patah, which if you look at the name Patah, P-T-A-H, and we didn't even know why we named him that. We were just studying some of the Egyptian pantheon, the Egyptian gods and goddesses, trying to get back to nature more. But Patah also translates into path, P-A-T-H. And that P-A-T-H was path, the path. And, you know, in the Egyptian pantheon, he's like, he stood on moral grounding. He was the first one to rise out of the waters of Nun. You know, that's a whole nother, you know. But anyway, I'm talking kind of fast, but I'm trying to get to the point of he was conceived under eating only raw foods. So we didn't understand it. We went back to eating vegetarian 6 months or after he was born. He's born in the world. 6 months later, we're eating vegetarian, and his body is a scaly Magilla gorilla or a scaly alligator. We don't understand it because we never thought, and we didn't understand that his body was really conceived when we ate raw foods.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, fast forward the story to he goes into the hospital because his body gets so emaciated that, yes, they do have to feed him IV because he's about to die. He's about to die at 6 months old because we're eating vegetarian food. We eaten a little bit of raw food, but we didn't put the pieces together. Doctors couldn't cure his eczema. All kind of friends and family told us about all kind of stuff for his skin externally, this, that. Anyway, he comes out the hospital 1 month later. Doctors can't understand it, but he is fat. He is a little fatter. So medical did save him from dying because we didn't understand it. But anyway, we put the pieces to the puzzle together and the bright light went on. Anything that we fed him after he came out that hospital, his body got worse. That was cooked. When we fed him raw fruits and vegetables, I tell you no lie, his face began to clear up. His body began to clear up. So we started putting pieces to the puzzle and said, wait a second. There was a period of time of 6 months when he was conceived. His body is a raw food body. His body is like a Garden of Eden body. His body doesn't take cooked foods. So we started eating only foods that were non-cooked permanently. From experimenting to permanently. And in that permanency, our minds began to grow into a whole nother light. So what we experimented with started becoming a reality based upon a necessity because his body needed it. So we couldn't even backslide if we wanted to backslide because if we bought other food in the house, he would see us and he would try to get it from us, and he would ask for it. And as parents, we would give it to him, but then automatically we would see how it affected him. So we started to reason, if these foods are affecting him in such a manner, then on a microcosmic level, it's affecting us at a level. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. I'm a brother from Brooklyn, and there is no way that weed did not escape my experience. So weed did have me in my experience when I was a 18-year-old, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12-year-old person growing up in the streets of Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, do or die. So I smoked my share of weed. I smoked my share of blunt, you know, and even alcohol of the 40-ounce. You know, but I was also a awesome bike messenger, a bike courier. And being a bike messenger, I used to ride my bike in the deadest of winters, and I could feel even at 25 years old that my body wasn't the strongest body that it was because when I hit bumps in the city, my body would shake. That's to say that when I started eating them raw foods because my son demanded it from him, my body began to heal. My body began to feel better. My body began to feel stronger. I began to feel better. My wife, even though she's looking the greatest she looks, she began to feel better. So from what we did in a necessity for him, it started giving us a new physical demeanor on life. Even at 25 years old, we could see the difference because we were still in the vitality of our life being at that age. But we could physically see, oh, wow. So from 1 year old to 2 years old, as we're growing to 30 years old, we're eating at 30 years old, we're seeing him at 5 years old. He's a raw foodist. My wife is looking like she's 18 years old. I'm looking like I'm 20 years old, and this is due to the raw foods. But the primary ingredient of these raw foods we found out, and when we added it to his diet, was chlorophyll. All you listeners out there, get your hands on the highest content foods of chlorophyll that you can. green leafy vegetables. This is the life that the Creator has given us. When we eat this life force, we are connected to nature. And I'm being so long-winded, but I got a story to tell you, because this is the lifeblood of the universe. This is the blood of the planet. When you look on the trees, everything is green before it's any other color. And when you eat this green, it actually is the nature of this program that we're dealing with right now. It turns you into a more human being. When you eat life, it gives you life. When you get life, you feel life. When you feel life, you get more connected to the life of the people around you who are connected to life. So that magnetic, which also is the magnesium, it grounds you, it connects you, it magnetizes you to all of the people that are about life. And boy, did we get connected to the people who are about life in our community, because we got connected to people like Phil Valentine. We got connected to people like Bobby Hemmett. Bobby Hemmett, oh man, he started taking people out of the matrix because he started making them conscious and being like an eagle eye, looking at yourself. When I say looking at yourself, I'm talking like an eagle. You got your higher self looking at yourself saying, duh, I'm going to McDonald's today. And you snap out of it like, hey, why the hell am I going to McDonald's today? Because French fries up your nose, French fries between your toes, McDonald's is that kind of place. You know, it's like we got a program in us, and this program is Captain Crunch. This program is My Three Sons, and this program is, I mean, it's so embedded, it's so ingrained that I got things that I say that I don't even remember consciously learning as a child. But they're in there. They're in there from all of us. And it is a program, and we do have to break these tentacles. That's a good word. To break those tentacles, because they're constantly grabbing us back. It's like we break one and another one gets us.
Yep.
And some got me right now, honestly. Some got me right now, you know. And this is what I think prevents us from, like scientists say, we got that 100% of our mind, but man only uses 10%. And I'm like, how in the world can that be? And that's because them tentacles are constantly grabbing at us.
Yes.
And, you know, that just takes me to the Bible where it says, the Lion of Judah shall break every chain, or the Lion of Judah shall break every tentacle. Because when these tentacles are broken, when shows like your Blog Talk is right now, when we could express ourselves and even talk about breaking the tentacles, because some people, they don't even believe there's a tentacle on them. They got 100 tentacles on them. Man, I ain't got no tentacles on me. You better leave me alone. I love my alcohol. I love my Newport cigarettes. I love smacking my woman upside the head. That's what I was born to do, smack my woman upside the head. And guess what? My woman like it. She don't like when I'm too nice to her.
Yes, that is it. That is it. It's the removal. Actually, it's identifying that we have a tentacle stuck to us and removing them and knowing what it is for taken away from us, so we can see that that's been influencing us, the programs, the nasty food, the just everything that's been drilled into us since we were born. It all needs to be removed, and that's a beautiful story. That's great. I'm glad you're able to share that with us, because that's like fits into the show so well, exactly what I've been talking about the last few shows. So that's a really awesome story, David. I appreciate you coming on and sharing. And
yes.
I'm actually running overdrive, so I should probably let go soon of the show, but I would like it if you called in again sometime. Anytime you see upcoming shows online, just call in. It's awesome to get a caller that's a walking testimony of the truth and has been an objector, you know, because some people need that out there to hear it from somebody who's an experiencer like yourself. So I appreciate you coming on.
Tell me your name again.
Loomis.
Loomis. Hey, Loomis, it's been a pleasure, man. It's been a pleasure, and this show is called Chanted Down Radio. May these airwaves go out into the airwaves. May these words not come back to us void. May you get thousands of listeners, and may we all chant it down like the walls of Jericho.
We all need to chant it down, brother. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been a blessing to have someone come on like this. It's awesome.
All right. Take care, Loomis.
Take care. Enjoy the archives and stay in touch.
Will do. Bye-bye.
All right, brother. Roots.
All right, brother.
Take care. Well, that's a great caller. I appreciate David coming on and sharing with us exactly what I've been talking about. And like minds will come together on this show. Like minds will open up the universe for other like minds to come and come together and share their experiences. We all need to shed these layers, these tentacles, and some may have just started, and that's why I have the show labeled The System Tentacles, and they're basic, but taking off each tentacle one at a time, looking at it, examining it, understanding what has been influencing us, so we can walk away from it and live the authentic life that we're supposed to live. So catch up on the archives. I guess Freeman won't be showing on this show, no show, but we'll get him on. I know the guy is busy, and when he comes on, we'll have the continuation of the topic, The Journey Home. And I understand how it is. We're all busy in our lives, and having these little chunks of time to be able to do things is great. But Freeman, he'll be on. We'll get him on eventually. And for all of you guys listening out there, keep chanting it down, spreading love. Keep on objecting to the ways of control and being yourself and being a human. And listen to your inner voice, your intuition, the guiding forces of the universe, of the Creator, and becoming a real human being and chanting down the fluff. So much love to everyone out there, and keep on chanting it down. This is episode number 20, and it's just the beginning of a whole bunch of different shows where we just keep on chanting it down and being human beings. All right. Aloha, everyone. Enjoy your experience on planet Earth. Catch up with the upcoming shows. The next show will be on Tuesday. And just Google up Chant It Down Radio or get the live podcast, the podcast streaming. All right. Much love to everyone. Aloha.
Are you awake now?